bless you and all with us. Not many of us tonight, but the Lord bless those that's come this evening. And I know it's, we get familiar perhaps with each other, but I just pray we won't get familiar with God's Word and the Word of God revealed to us. Brother Larry wants to thank everyone for the prayers, and he said God really touched him after we prayed for him. And he said the next morning he really believes God done something for him. And he wants to thank everyone for the prayers. And hopefully he'll be here on Sunday. There's still something wrong with his car, I think, but Brother Yule's going to lift him and bring him on Sunday morning. Also keep Eileen Jones in prayer, and everyone I'm sure knows the situation. And keep Brother Brian Freeborn and the Fellowship in Adelaide in prayer. They, over there as well, that they had an outbreak of COVID. It's nothing serious, it says just like a cold or flu. But just keep them in their prayers anyway, that the Lord will bless them and that everything will get back to normal. And we just want the Lord's blessing and the Lord's help. Let's read Acts 10, verse 38 tonight. And I know everyone knows these scriptures and we're very familiar with them, but I want to try and just bring some of the night to encourage people on the way of healing. And I was going to say, I suppose everybody knows all about, well, we know about healing, but a lot of churches never preach on healing. But I believe it's part of the Word of God. Verse 38 of Acts 10. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Albert Chambers says one time that when anybody's going about doing good, the devil doesn't like it. The devil will be against you. And he was against Jesus, but he couldn't prevail. Amen. Let's just bow our heads again this evening while we ask the Lord's help tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you in the precious and lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you'll wash me afresh in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Pray you'll fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we need your help and your anointing. We need you to move amongst us as individuals, as a fellowship, in our homes, in our families. We need your Spirit to move. Lord, we know that your ears ever opened our cry, and we plead your blood tonight over this house and all that's in it and all that's near and dear to each and every one of us tonight. Father, I pray that you'll save the lost and heal the sick. Bless has already been praying, our sister Annie Jones, and moving the situation, Lord, and I pray for Brother Brian and the fellowship in Adelaide for your recovery for every one of them, and strength for Brother Brian. Give him strength, Lord, in his physical body and health. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch him, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' precious name. And Lord, we pray you'll continue to bless and touch we Laurie as well. Lord, I take the Holy Spirit to help me, Lord. And I thank you that you do, Lord. Pray now you'll bless your word, Lord, till all of our hearts. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I believe, as I've said many times, healing is part of the atonement, and I believe it's an important aspect of the gospel. And you only have to read the book of Acts and you'll see how important it is, because when people talk about, and you know, there's lots of people and they look at men of God, and there's even people preach about how you can have his mantle of this man or the mantle of some other man, and it's up for grabs. How many's ever heard that? Well, personally, I believe that's nonsense myself. I do not believe that. That somebody's mantle's up for grabs, you go around the corner and get a hold of it. And they quote Elisha and Elijah, and that's the scripture they use. And we know that's true in the Bible, that the Spirit of God, a double portion, came on him. But I believe God's Holy Spirit's for any sincere person. Amen. But the idea, like, it's up for grabs, and you can get it, just click your fingers for it. And there's even men claimed Moses, the spirit come off Moses went on people. And I know there's people claimed, well, they could do that. And that was all right. But the man that I'm concentrating on tonight's Jesus. He's the man. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost. Now, if the Lord needed anointed with the Holy Spirit, and he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and because he was anointed, and he was anointed, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. It's the Lord we want to be like. It's the Holy Spirit. And there's only one baptizer with the Holy Ghost. That's the Lord Jesus. He is the baptizer. That's why the four square gospels. It's Savior, Healer, baptizer with the Holy Ghost, and coming King. But it's Jesus Christ that does that. Now, God can use somebody to pray for people. We know that's in the book of Acts, and they laid hands on the Holy Spirit come on them. But it's the Lord we want to be concentrating on. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in addition to being born again, physical healing is absolutely an important message. I believe that tonight. And you know, if you want to, if a lot of people that's not saved, they need to hear the gospel to get saved. Then when they hear the gospel, the word of God says the gospel is the power of God on salvation. And whosoever believeth on him, or even believes on his name, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. So just like you would preach salvation to the unsaved, then if people sick are saved, and sick people or saved people can maybe be sick, then they need to hear healing preached from the Word of God, just like salvation's preached. And you know, John says this before, and it's true. We need preached that. We need to hear something. Us as believers, to stir us. All of us need preached, because that's the Bible way. There's no other way. There's no other way of doing it. It's the Word of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Jesus Christ, remember, was always in the center of his Father's will. I know as individuals, maybe we could get out of the will of God with different things. But the Lord Jesus never was out of the will of God. Never. Now, you can look at any man you want. Even William Branham was out of the will of God on more than one occasion. And he says that God never spoke to him one time for a long time because he disobeyed God. And he told them men in South Africa, he threw the stone up, and he said, thus saith the Lord, we're out of the will of God. And he knew it. So he went out of the will of God many times. So when people pick a man, no matter how good he is, and try to make him just like Jesus, you can't do that. Jesus is special and he's unique. Begotten means a special, unique one. Begotten of the Father. And we know ultimately Jesus Christ was God in flesh. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same became flesh, verse 14, and dwelt amongst us. So the Lord was never out of the Father's will. So if Jesus was always in his Father's will, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, then if we're in the will of God, why would we not go the same path? And how could we be out of the will of God if we were doing the same thing? We wouldn't be. Because that's the Bible. And even in the book of Acts, all the apostles did the same. Look at John 6, verse 38. For I came down from heaven, not to do my will. Now that's another thing. There's no other man can say he came down from heaven. Who else can say I came down from heaven? But Jesus could say I came down from heaven. When somebody tries to tighten something in so far to make somebody exactly like Jesus, it's very easily disproved that it can't be. And you see them, a lot of them false religions say, you're son of God, Jesus son of God, and they just make him like a prophet, but he was more than a prophet. More than a prophet. Spurgeon said he was the God man. And that's exactly what he was. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. So he didn't come to do his own thing. And we're not here, I hope tonight, that to do our own thing, but here we're here to do the Lord's will. Amen. And we want to be in God's will. John 14:10 says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me. He doth the works." God worked through him. Now, if God worked through him, God did the works in him, God was in Christ, the Bible says that reconciled the world unto himself, then we need the Holy Spirit in us so that we can, something can happen. Without the Holy Spirit working in us, it's not going to happen. We need the Holy Spirit working in us. Amen. John 12 verse 50 says this, "And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." So Jesus says, I only say what he says. So when you're hearing Jesus, you're hearing the Father. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's actually God here that's talking when you're hearing Jesus. Amen. And when a man's really inspired of the Holy Spirit, that's the Spirit of God. Just like Moses was God's mouthpiece, a prophet is a mouthpiece of God. There, what God wants to say is said through that prophet. Amen. And how many knows Jesus was prophet, priest, and king? Jesus Christ himself even said in John 14:9, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." The Lord Jesus saying, if you want to know what God is, look at me. That's what he's saying. Now, this is revelation. Jesus Christ is God manifest in flesh. Jehovah of the Old Testament, Jesus of the New Testament. No matter how hard you try, you can't prove there's three gods. There's one God. One God. Now, three different offices, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one God. And when you get to heaven, you're not going to see three. You're going to see one God. Amen. Jesus Christ, a prophet said, on the throne of the pillar of fire above him. That's the way he said it. Amen. But you won't see three gods, because there's only one God. Now, there's a God in this evil age, but he's our God, small g. But we're not working with a small g, we're working with a big G. And Almighty in front of it, Almighty God, small g was made with Almighty God. And he's nothing to God. God made him. And the Bible says, as if the man that made the nations tremble. When they look upon him, they're going to be surprised. We're working with Almighty God tonight. That's the truth of it. We need to be reminded God's Almighty. Amen. Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Jesus Christ brought righteousness, and Jesus Christ brought healing. Now look at Malachi 4 verse 2. And Malachi 4 verse 2 tells us that the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And Jesus Christ is the Son of Righteousness. He will arise with healing in his wings. I believe this prophecies concerning the last days. Malachi 4 verse 2. Because as you read further along in the chapter, it leads right up to the climax of the age. And you know, and a brother quoted in his prayers, where God will send the spirit of Elijah. And the spirit of Elijah turns our hearts back. Then when you read the chapter right on, it says, and the righteous will step out in the ashes. That's the climax of the age. That's the end. Amen. God's going to burn this earth. But the bride's coming back with Jesus Christ. John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Think of it tonight. People so worried about, they call Mother Earth. They talk about Mother Earth. And they're worried so much about the earth. They talk about preserving the earth. They'll never preserve nothing. That's nonsense. No matter what they do. It won't matter they bring electric cars in and all this different stuff. It will make no difference. This world's going to be burned with fire. Because the Bible says so. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. That's the word of God. And in it's going to be righteousness. Praise God. But you know, even before that, we're going to live and reign on this earth for 1,000 years with Christ during the millennial reign. And the devil's bound for 1,000 years. Not wonderful. Bound for 1,000 years. But imagine living with the Lord in the earth 1,000 years. I'll tell you, we can't comprehend the things of God really, because it's Almighty God we're working with. He sings for us. The Bible says God's good thoughts for you, good desires for you. Do you ever have a day and the devil gives you a good and all day? Well, the Lord says He's good desires for you. The Lord says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does prosper. The Word of God says, if you acknowledge the Lord in all His ways, He will direct your paths. The Word of God says, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So the Lord's with you. And whether you feel Him or don't feel Him, and it's good, you could pray, and we could feel Him. I believe we could feel Him. But even if there's times you don't feel Him, He's still there. Because the Word of God says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, though I'm with thee always, even to the end. The Lord's with us. Amen. So you see, unto you that fear my name, He says here in Malachi 4 verse 2, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and He is the Son of Righteousness. Amen. In the natural world, the sun is the only source of the light to this planet in the natural world. And Jesus Christ is the only real source of hope and light to this world tonight and to dying men and women. Amen. You see, man knows a whole lot, doesn't he? He knows everything, but he knows nothing. Now, it's no more than a few weeks ago, and you couldn't get in nowhere. You had to have your COVID passport. You couldn't take a breath without it. Now, next week, it's done away with. That's the longest lasted. That's man's education for him. Now, I'm just saying, what man doesn't work. It doesn't last. And I'll tell you, if you went on, God doesn't want you to hear a message of fear. God wants you to have a message of hope, not fear. And the deputy first minister was on the news tonight saying, we need to still take precautions. We're not out of the woods yet. Well, if she gives me a chainsaw, I'll cut the wood down for her. Or else I'll burn it. Amen. But you see, that's a message of fear. But very careful, you're not out of the woods yet. I never was in them. I'm walking with the Lord. Hallelujah! Out of the woods yet. And people's brainwashed that sort of rubbish. And you need to be careful about this and careful. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and He will direct thy path. It's the Lord that we need to acknowledge tonight, not the government. The time will come when the Christian will have to go against all the rules. And that time's coming. It's coming. It's going to be a forced come in. And they've had a wee experiment with it. And most people bowed to it. But there's some that wasn't going to. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, whether we burn or not, it'll make no difference. Get this for a fact, we're not bound. But it said there's one thing we'll drop in here. We believe God can deliver us from the midst of the fiery furnace. But even if He doesn't, we're still not bound. Amen. They believed it. They nailed their colors to the mast, and the Lord rescued them. He rescued them when hope was gone. He rescued them against hope, for He is hope. And He come down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace and rescued them. That's Almighty God. Hallelujah. When man says it can't be done, it can be done. Praise God. So Jesus Christ is the only source of light to us. The Bible says He's the light of the world. You know your Bible says that. Jesus is the light of the world. The psalmist David said, His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God gives you bright path, light. Amen. Think of the dark room, but God's word lightens it up. That's what it's like. It's more than a torch. It's a flame. Hallelujah. You know, when you read about Paul and they saw that light, it blinded him. It was that bright. A bright light. Glory to God. The light of the world. In the spiritual world, Jesus Christ is the only source of light. What does spiritual light bring? It brings
brings righteousness and it brings healing. Jesus Christ came to bring deliverance from sin. He brought righteousness. And delivered from sickness, he brought healing. So he brought righteousness and he brought healing. That throws you on to Romans chapter 4, the imputation of righteousness. Not enough to mention that, and I preached just on that before, the imputation of righteousness. And the word imputes means freely given. So the Lord freely gives to the real believer his righteousness. So when you're not working on your own, so when the devil says you have not a great week, you can tell him, oh no, maybe I hadn't, but the Lord had one. He's always a great week in a month and a year. You know that song we used to sing, this is the week of the devil's defeat, then he ramped it on up, this is the month of the Lord's triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to sing the victory. Praise God. And stamp the devil under our feet. Remember we used to do that? Stamp him under your feet and lift Jesus higher. How do you lift him? Preach about him. Talk about him. Boast on the Lord. Let your testimony be positive, not negative. Amen. Somebody tells you they're not well or someone's wrong. That's an opportunity to pray and ask God to bring deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the opportunities. Deliverance from sickness. The work of darkness are the opposites to the work of light. The Bible says the enemy's come to steal, to rob, to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Abundant means overflowing. Overflowing. If your wallet was abundant tonight, you wouldn't be fit to spend it on the way home. May the Lord grant it. Amen. If your fuel tank was abundant, it would be flowing over the top. Glory to God. Abundant. God can give you the blessing pressed down and running over the top. That's the word of God. The Bible says, bring your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now that I won't bless you. That's God's word. God has to keep his word. Not only does God keep it, but know what this word says here. And Jeremiah says he watches over his word to perform it and bring it to pass. So when you lay hands on the sick, God watches that and he performs it. And he'll heal that person and bring it to pass. That's the word of God. Call the elders. The anointment oil, the prayer of faith will save the sick. If they've committed sin, they'll be forgiven. God watches over it. And he said, they've done the part. I've done my part. And he does it. Brings it to pass. He keeps his word. He can swear by no greater, so he swear by himself, Hebrews, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Why? That we might have strong consolation. To lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both steadfast and sure, into that which entereth within the veil. Why? Because the forerunner Jesus Christ has already entered for us. He's entered for us. He's the first fruits of the resurrection, and all the true saved are going to be resurrected. I tell you, the Lord's wonderful. He's coming again. We need to rejoice when you know when a believer goes to the grave and they're really saved, believing. They're the Lord's property. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, thrust up, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, brethren, comfort one another with these words. The Lord's coming again. He's going to change us. Corinthians tells us, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Then it goes on down to say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? Swallowed up where? Calvary did the whole thing. You potentially have it. None of the old preachers used to say, you potentially have it. We're waiting on the redemption of the wit, but you potentially have it. It's yours. You're waiting on it, but it's yours. You potentially have it. God's going to change us. We're leaving. Amen. Taken. Not only leaving, but you're getting took. Imagine that. Think of this for a moment this evening. money that's taken in the middle of the night and know nothing about it. But the Lord's people will know in the sense it come from my belief. But the monotony here is going to hold you when the Lord takes you. You'll not be saying, now how long? I need to do this and not something else. The Lord's just going to take you. You're going to go. Now I know there's a lot of people, especially over in the States and different places, and they preach, you know, when the church really wakens up and knows who she is, Jesus will come. I don't believe that. That would mean then we'll bring it about. Well, I can assure you no man will bring it about. Only the Father knows the day and the hour. No man knoweth. Now, if he's coming like a thief in the night, how could somebody bring it about? Amen. Somebody inside Robin doesn't send a message and say, well, they'll be over to you at 2 o'clock this morning. They'll be over to you when you're dreaming. And you have no idea about it. You wake up the next morning, it's away. That's how it works. But you see what I'm saying? The Lord's coming. That's why we need to be ready. Ready now, not tomorrow. Now. Ready now. How do you get ready? Saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Sealed with the Spirit of God. These facts are clear here in the Word of God. It's important that we keep them in mind and go through the Word of God. Go through God's Word. Read God's Word. Study God's Word. Meditate upon the Word of God. Now you know sometimes, and I've questioned why aren't some people healed? And I believe the Lord gave me a scripture, and I'm closing in a moment. I believe God gave me a scripture. I might have said this before and it helped me. And some people ask the question, why aren't some people healed? Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Some things God's going to do, and he doesn't have to tell you or me about it. That's the truth. You could seek God, for God to speak to you, and you might think God hasn't spoke to you, but yet you could have a time where you're not seeking God to speak to you, and God will speak to you. How do you explain that? Because God's sovereign. Now, I'm not saying that God won't speak to you if you seek Him. I believe He can speak to you, and He will speak to you. But God doesn't just do it on man's terms. Click your fingers and, you know, like that. We have to humble ourselves before God. And the secret things, I'm going to tell you something tonight. And people talk about different ministries and all. Well, look, A.O. locked himself in a basement. And he met with the Lord. I believe that. And he was visited and he was given nine things. Nine things. And he wrote them down. And you know some of the things that he was told, he never once told what it was. Nobody ever knew. I tried to find out. Searched everywhere for it. Asked other people. Nobody knows about it. Some things you'll know about, some things you won't. Do you think William Branham told everybody everything? He didn't. There's things he knew that he didn't tell anybody. And there's things he did tell that he should never have told. That's true as well. I believe that. But there's some men of God, and God could tell them something, and they'll never announce it on a platform. It's between them and God. It can be a secret between them and God. How many believes that tonight? Somebody said you should never keep a secret. Well, the Bible says don't let your left hand know what your right's doing. So if you're going to do something with your right hand, you don't tell anybody about it. Amen. Do you see what I'm saying? God could lead you. Let's say God could lead a brother to go and do something for somebody. They don't have to tell nobody about it. That's between them and God. They mightn't even tell their wife about it. That's between them and God. But it's wonderful God can show people things and they don't tell it to nobody. Isn't that right? You see, the scripture is plain. Some people don't get healed as a secret known to God. Now, I know people and they say, and I heard this years ago, and they say you weren't healed because you hadn't enough faith. Well, I don't believe that. I reckon that's a cop-out myself. When some people, if you had enough faith, you'd have been healed. When you were the fella praying for you had enough faith, you'd have been healed. You see, so some people say that sometimes over somebody. Maybe the person has faith. Maybe they have faith. Paul had a thorn in his flesh and the Lord never took it from him. And he sought God several times and the Lord said he wasn't taking it from him. Now that's hard to explain. Now look, Paul had revelations, he says, and that was to keep him humble. Doesn't it say that? God led him with that thorn in the flesh. Now I'm not saying anybody's like Paul. I'm not saying that, but I'm just using it. Maybe I'm not putting it over in a good way, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. That some things God doesn't tell you everything about it. And then there's other times you can pray for somebody, God just heals them instantly. And you can know it. Many times myself, I've prayed for people and I feel something. Now it's not that I'm going on the feeling, but I do feel something and I know they're healed. And they know they're healed. And then there's other times you don't feel a thing and they're still healed. It's God. But you have to pray believing it. You can't look at it, well, they mightn't get healed, so you mightn't pray. That's like saying, well, if you had 100 in this room that wasn't saved, who is sovereignly ordained to be saved and who's not? And you go into all that in your mind and start to work it out, you're only going to waste time preaching to the whole lot. Let God decide. For it's only God that can decide. And know how he decides, whosoever. Amen. Isn't that the best way to tell it? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how I look at it. I believe in predestination, but I believe it's to whosoever. Amen. I'm going to come to close. Let's come and pray tonight. I hope I've said something to encourage you this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you that you're the same yesterday, today and forever. We thank you, Lord, that your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to be positive. Help us to go out in faith, believing that you're able to do it. You're the same. You've never changed. Only believe. All things are possible. Father, we believe in your word tonight. We're believing you're Almighty God. We're believing you're able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what we can think or ask. We know that which is impossible with man is possible with God. We thank you tonight that your word's the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You're the light of the world. Lord, every one of us was in darkness. But when you come in, you lit us up from the inside to the outside. Lord, we know that a light's not to be, a candle's not to be hidden, but it's to be set out to be seen. And you said we're the light of the world. Help us to be lit lights, set out to brighten up the area wherever we are. Help us to shine in darkness in a perverse generation. Help us to shine forth the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for the wives at home tonight, and perhaps some of them working, Lord, or nurses, that you'll bless them, that you'll strengthen them. Pray for all the children, you'll bless all the children and strengthen them and help them and keep them safe from every virus, from every evil. We pray your protection over every one of them, all our children and relatives, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you'll save their souls in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim every son and every daughter, every aunt, uncle, and every niece, and everyone belonging to everyone in this room. We pray you'll save every one of them in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you for this Sunday morning of thy was tarry, as we come round the communion table, may you come amongst your people. May the Holy Spirit move, Lord. Stir up the gifts in your people. And oh God, get to thyself all the praise and all the glory. And add to your work such as should be saved. In Jesus' precious name. Father, bless everyone. And all those that couldn't be here, bless them, be with them, and meet their every need. In Jesus' precious name, amen.